Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do. Brother, 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 how you make him get down? Professor Overseer, I got Pip in my crown. It was the Pip who drove the mountainous elephant. It was ignorance that made this irrelevant. I'm not the pastor boy. I'm the African. Call me by name. Yo! What's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Coat. You are live right now. Moore's Media Live, the livest media outlet on the web. If you don't believe me, come see me. Hey, it's still Black History Month, y'all. Now, last week, I got off to a good start. Don't get it twisted. You know, I'm talking about, how we say, Black Lives Matter. Of course, I'm going to say that first. I'm black. I don't shit what y'all say. So my life matter. If it don't matter to you, that's cool. It matter to me. All right, so you can get into all the other lives matter and all that other things too, but definitely, but this one matter. All right, now we got Black History Month. A lot of people don't talk about that. I'm gonna tell you why. This is what happened on Black History Month for the distraction, y'all. But I'm going from one segment to the next already. Let me tell you what we're talking about first. We're talking about fitness, health, and being wealthy minded. All right, we're talking about being in the best shape that you can possibly be in. We're talking about ease, plexity, whoop, easy movements. Complex results in all that you do. That's what we want. Easy movements, complex results. We're talking about my alkaline water, y'all. If y'all ain't get it, go get it. It's in stores near you. We're talking about my cold foundation. We're talking about everything that's pertaining to fitness, y'all. So, and fitness means feeling incredibly terrific. So if you feel incredibly terrific and you 200 pounds overweight, hey, maybe that's fit for you. I'm gonna need another chair, because this chair is squeaky. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, the king throne don't squeak. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get WD-40 until something going on right here. All right. So yeah, we're talking about that. We're talking about my cold foundation, childhood obesity doesn't exist. That page exists. So if y'all wanna donate, go ahead. And it's gonna help me say obese kids deal with obesity through their parents, because that's who actually are, you know, in their involvement. That's who's overseeing them. That's who, you know, that's who they tune into. You know, kids don't go to the store and do grocery shopping. Kids go to the store and buy snacks. That's what they do. And if you're sending a kid to the store, you know, he's 19 years old and he's filling up carts with grocery shopping, then, you know, you got to check your views as a parent. All right. So anyway, I ain't here to condemn or condone. I'm just letting you know. All right. If your kid is fat, here's probably the reason why. You got to pay more attention to it. All right. Because think about it. Everything in life. Everything. All right. I want you to understand this, yo. If it's not already inside of you, meaning it's already perfectly healthy, if it's not already inside of you, it can only be ingested through food. All right. So you got to be careful what you eat. That's the only thing that should go into your body is food. I mean, unless you're putting some like medication or, you know, all that. But we're talking about just food, supplementations. There is, you don't supplement food for nothing. What do you exchange food for? I don't, tell me. Because the minute you find something that you can exchange food where you don't need food, you just struck a gold mine. You need to start selling that in bags. Hey, I got a bag of don't need food. You still got to eat it. You say, well, what am I eating? It ain't food. Well, what is it then? Ah, see? Now you're trying to figure it out. Think about it. If you ain't eating food, what are you eating? So, and that just brings me to another point, y'all, before I go on. Because, I got a few things on my mind this morning. And since it's my show, goddammit, I can say what's on my mind this morning. Hey, but it's going to be helpful to you. You know what I mean? Because the second you get something that's on your mind, you can have you a show and then we can talk about the shit that's on your mind. But until then, we're going to talk about this. I don't talk to obese people. I don't talk to fat people no more so far consulting for free. Sorry. Just don't do it. I don't do it. You know what I mean? Because I just learned that, you know what I mean? People get so, how do you say it? They don't really want. They don't really want what you have for them. They want what they can take. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, if you can't take, see, I don't have no filter. You know what I mean? So if you can't take the answer that I may give you, you may want to ask that question to somebody else. Someone that's going to be a little more lenient, a little more, you know, I'm just straight to the point. You know what I mean? So I don't talk to obese people. I don't talk to fat people no more for free. I just don't do it because they get too offended. You can ask me a question. Again, I call them ask-holes. If y'all know what an ask-hole is, it's people that ask you stuff and they already know the answer to everything you're going to ask them. An ask-hole. Yeah, you're an ask-hole. You know what I mean? You ask me a question before I even say the answer. Oh, you know what? Yeah, da-da-da. Don't ask me shit then. Period. That's number one. I got y'all tuned in all over the world. I got y'all here at Facebook. What's that? IG. I'm all over right now, y'all. Y'all tune in. I got cameras everywhere. Everything is what is it? Go live. Everything go live now. You know what I mean? Hey, my go live people. Listen, if you're going to go live, clean up your house before you go live and stuff. You know what I mean? Don't just, I mean, make up the bed. You know, do something. Don't just go live. You know, I just feel like going live. I want people to feel how I'm feeling. That's cool. But we can see. You know what I mean? Chill out with that. Yeah. All right. Now, to my peoples, we got Nate Porter. That's my trainer. Nate Porter. Latif Williams on the line. We got who else we got here? Ant Redmond on the line. We got a lot of people chimed in, y'all. So y'all can't see me here, go to Morris Media Live. Morris Media Live. If you can't get me there, I don't exist. And since I exist, God damn it, you should be able to get me there. All right. Now we're gonna be talking about we're talking about today. First of all, did you see the lady? Wait a minute, y'all. Did you see the lady that was talking to Cheeto in Chief? Cheeto in Chief. What's his name? Wait. Chief Cheeto. What's the president's name? Commander in Chief. Commander in Chief. Cheeto in Chief is Cheeto. Cheeto in Chief. Donald Trump. Listen. The lady said, hey, you going to talk about the Convention of Black Caucus or some shit like that? And he was like, do you know him? You want... Whoa! Let me tell you something, y'all. Let me tell you something, yo. Listen, when the president asks you if you got the plug, you better say you got the plug. I'm telling you. He basically said, yo, you know him? You got the plug? Put it together. Come on, yo. Come on, man. That was... Now, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. You know what I mean? He gonna fuck some shit up. Trust me. At the rate he going, he gonna tear some... Y'all better go get y'all some guns. Y'all better go... Hey, they in I think it's Ohio or Kansas. One of the two, they're selling bunkers. $1.5 million to get you a bunker under the ground. You can stay down there, you know, in case some shit pop off. I'm just telling y'all, man. All right? So the Cheeto says... Do you know when you got the plug? Hey, that's how I translate it. As I'm watching it, and he said, do you know them? You know, like, this black lady, like, yo, like, yeah, I don't even know her name, but they had her on CNN, too. But she was real cool and humble about it. First of all, did I tell y'all happy Black History Month? Happy goddamn Black History Month. I'm sorry. That was the black, all the distractions and all of that. When Donald Trump asked the sister if she had a plug, that was, you can't write this shit. I'm telling you, you cannot write this, yo. I'm telling you. But she said, nah. You know what I mean? That was your shot. That was your shot right there. I would have shot that. What? Yeah, I know him. Shit. Listen, if the president of the United States is asking you if you know somebody, this is a motherfucker who can know anybody. He'll come to your house right now and tell everybody in your house, get up. You know what I mean? You'll never see this house again, ever. Move you to a whole nother place and it wouldn't be nothing you can do about it. He asked me, yo, you got a plug? Yeah, I got a plug. What you mean? what you want me to do? I got a plug, yeah. I don't give a fuck what you want to buy. You want to buy stairs for the White House. You want to buy lawns. You want to buy, you know what I mean? I don't care. I got the plug. I'm selling it. All right. Anyway, that was the best thing, y'all. That was the best of Black History Month for me. All right. Now, I know that a lot of times, you know, and I'm a Black History Month connoisseur. I like to see what goes on during Black History Month because I like to help, you know, I'm part of Black history. They're going to look up and they're going to say the Domega Code. What did he do with blacks and what he, you know, I get back to the community right now. I got water going to Flint. I'm doing a lot of different things right now. So y'all can say what y'all want to say about me. The only thing I ask is that y'all spell my name correctly. You got it? Good. Now, let's talk about what happened next after that, y'all. Wait. So that's what happened. The Cheeto did that. What else? Who else are we talking about? Yeezy got the Don Cheeto. I mean, not the Don Cheeto. What's the damn man? Cheeto in Chief hairdo. He got the blonde. He rocking the blonde hairdo. Yeezy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about the God. Yeezy. I don't know, man. Michael Jackson Thriller album 33 times platinum. Woo! 33 times platinum, y'all. Money Mike. Congratulations on that, Mike. Like we, you know, I mean, shit, how many platinums can you go? That got to be the highest platinum you can go, right? 33 platinum? Portis? Shout out to Portis. Y'all follow Portis. Y'all stalk Portis on her page, OG Portis, on Instagram. What was question? I forgot the question. I smoke weed. I be forgetting shit. That's why we happen to do it, like, right as... Oh, I was going to ask you, is Michael Jackson 33 times platinum? Is that the most times platinum that anybody ever went? There you go. All right. Who y'all got in the All-Star game? Who y'all got? I don't know. I was going to go to the All-Star game, however, but I went to New Orleans for the Essence, just left for the Essence, and it... You gotta be ready for New Orleans. All right. Anyway, who is this? Carmelo and I forget the Lakers. The Lakers and the Knicks are the biggest, the most expandable, the most, the richest franchise out. The Knicks is worth $3.3 billion. And the Lakers is worth $3 billion. I don't know why. I mean, I know they're good, they're great. I don't see $3 billion. The whole franchise, we're talking a franchise, is worth $3 billion, all right? So don't start no shit with me, y'all. All right, Myron Rowe used to play for the NFL. Y'all probably don't know. Go ahead, come on.
Michael Jackson is 27 times platinum, but the
Thriller.
Eagles beat him at $29 million.
No. That's not what it say. It says Thriller album is officially 33 times platinum. I'm not finna let them do this in maybe, Black History Month about the goddamn Beatles, y'all.
Maybe this is the old report.
Yeah, that's
the
old report.
Let me finish researching.
Research that, yo. I ain't finna let the Beatles go get over on Mike today, yo. This not gonna happen on my clock. I'm still pissed off about Trayvon Martin's on goddamn Obama's clock. I'm still pissed off about Sandra Bland on Obama's clock. You feel me? Don't get mad at me. Shit, I'm just telling you. Rest in peace, Trayvon. Rest in peace, Sandra Bland. All these things that happen. Laquan McDonald, Mike Brown, all these different people. This is the real Black History Month for me. All right? When you talk about that. Myron Rowe, let's get back to what I was talking about. Myron Rowe, he went from an NFL player to a neurosurgeon. He's a brain doctor now. All right, Black people, we can do it. All right, and don't, you know, shout out to all my other fans, everywhere, the people that's listening. Black, white, brown, aliens, Martians, I don't give a fuck where you from. Hey, what's up, Portis?
Okay, so you're right. Michael Jackson, 33 million.
33 times platinum.
And under him is Led Zeppelin.
Good, God damn it. We ain't gonna do that today, yo. Led Zeppelin, peace to y'all, you know what I mean? But we ain't finna let y'all overtake Mike on Black History Month. You feel me? He started out a Black man. I don't give a shit if he died a white man. He started out a Black man, yo. Period. And I'm still pissed off that y'all trying to let the white dude play Michael Jackson in the biop. Who does this? All right, don't get me started, man. Because, I'm telling you, man. Who does that? Like, so you start out playing. Who plays the young Michael Jackson? Who plays the young Michael Jackson? He's got to be black. You can't put a white person in his spot. He got to be black. With the tennis ball nose. He had the real, you know what I'm saying? Mike was a shit. Mike had a serious transformation team. They said, Mike just, I hate that all of our black entertainers that was prominent went out how they went out. Except you just couldn't die just a natural, you know what I mean? Think about it. You know what I mean? Whitney, drugs. Mike, drugs. Prince, drugs. Shit, who else? Heavy D, drugs. Food. Food is a drug. Big pun, drugs. Levert. The teddy bear. How they let the teddy bear go out like that, yo? And his brother. The Levert brothers. Come on now. Food. That's what it starts with. Food. The very first sin ever created was for eating rotten food. Hey, shit. In translation, that had to be the most rotten fruit ever, right? And stop saying it was a damn apple. It didn't say apple. It said bitter to the fruit. But then again, it ain't no telling because it's all what it is. However, the very first sin was created by eating rotten food. Y'all? All right, listen. Okay, let me give you some quotes. Some people miss the message because they are too busy looking for the mistake. Some people miss the message because they're too busy looking for the mistakes. All right? Another quote. Hustle till haters ask if you're hiring. Hustle till your haters ask if you're hiring. I like that. You cannot give a person blessings they are not ready for, even if the blessing is you. You cannot give a person a blessing that they're not ready for, even if that blessing is you. All right. Which brings me to another point, y'all. Big girls, stop hating on the skinny girls. They didn't even got to be skinny no more. It's just the big girls just hating on the less bigger girls. Stop that. If you're happy, be that. You can see that a person is not happy by what comes out of them. Never mind what you put in you. Because if I can look at you and see that you're obese and overweight and this and that, and you're still telling me that you're happy, cool. That's what you have in you. But what comes out of you? What type of character do you have? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Are you angry? Do you sound bitter? Were you I noticed that. You know, because I'm always out, and I see a lot of big girls that hate on women that's in shape. For no reason whatsoever. No love. Where's the love? No love. I'm mad at you because I'm not where I want to be. And I ain't talking about in the outside world. I ain't talking about, yo, I ain't got my house. I ain't got my cars. My kids. I'm just talking about, look at me. Look at me. If you can look at me and see physically, yo, I don't love myself. I don't give a shit what I tell you. You can look at me and see that I don't. A lot of people, they try to bypass that. And it leaves a messed up bonding in the world because you can't be real with one another. Even in your own household. You know what I mean? Your husband or your wife or, you know, everybody. I'm only saying the big women because I don't really see, like, fat dudes hating on skinny dudes. Like, you can physically, you can literally hear. If you're out somewhere, you can literally hear big fat girls like, yo, look at that little skin. Like, you can hear this shit. Like, You don't hear, oh, you know, look at that little skinny dude over there, you know, because the dude is fat. You know what I mean? You just don't hear it. You know what I mean? Fat dudes, they kind of accept their plight. They just know that I'm fat. I got to pay for everything. Think about that for a second. If you're a fat dude, you got to pay for everything. Now, here's the trippy part about big men, though. You're very consistent. You know what I mean? A fat dude can have the same job for 30 goddamn years, yo, straight up, just to pay the chick that he knew that if he lose this job, he would keep it for 30 seconds. You see? You're consistent. But you're doing it for the wrong reasons. All right? Which means that she probably got somebody else that's doing something that, you know, hey, don't shoot the goddamn messenger, y'all. All right. Okay, let me get back to what we're talking about here. We were talking about Marilyn Monroe. He did that. Michael Jackson, he did that. I think that the greatest ball player of all time is Michael Jordan, if y'all disagree. I don't give a shit because the stats say it all. You can say Kobe. Kobe was good. Now, he didn't get that sixth ring, though. He tried. But that's that equivalent to 60 on the last game that he played. Gee. This nigga was hitting everything, yo. Everything, yo. All right. By the time you get to where you are, I will be where I was. I keep growing. That's a quote, y'all. By the time you get to where I am, I will be where I was. Wait. Let me say that. By the time you get to where I am, it'll be where I was. Man, y'all got to catch up. All right. The fool tries to adjust the truth so he does not have to adjust to it. Ooh. Y'all hear that? These is quotes, y'all. Y'all can write this down. This is Black History Month, y'all. Even if y'all ain't Black History, y'all going to learn some Black History today. The fool tries to adjust the truth so he does not have to adjust to it. Ooh. Goodness. Hey, be careful who you're playing with because everybody ain't playing. Quote, y'all. I'm telling you. if you want blessings, be one. I'm just doing quotes, y'all. All right. Listen, and understand this. Marijuana is safer than most of your grocery. Poet, did you agree? Yeah? Yeah. All right. These are the people that's not visiting the White House to see the Cheeto. The guys from that won the Super Bowl. Hey, it happens. Charles Oakley, he got a chance to go back to the Knicks game. All right. Michelle Roberts, the first black woman to executive director for the National Basketball Association, for the NBA. There it is. Michelle Roberts, the first black woman director for the NBA, all right? National director, all right? That's dope. All right, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about, hold on, don't call me. We got a guest. You got her on Skype? Really? Okay. We'll have our Skype guest when we come back. We're gonna be talking about since we're talking about Black history, we're talking about the things that goes on here. We'll be talking about the accomplishments of us as Black people. All right. Now keep in mind, y'all, my audience is diverse. All right, but it's our time. It's our month. All right. I gotta go to a break. And verbalizer, what time is it? Fuck it, listen, come the sundial speak. Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
It's a messenger group X-Clan. Here's the nine. The movement.
Hey, okay, yeah. I'm telling you, yo, we black power up in this joint, yo. Shout out to Colin, yo. What up, Colin? I see you. We got somebody on the line? Hello. Is it me you're looking for? And I wonder where you are. Lionel Richie with the curl. The fro curl, too. Happy Black History Month to Lionel with the fro curl. She like, God damn it. Who we got on the line, yo?
Hey, what's up? It's Zakiya. How are you?
I am awesome, Zakiya. Tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are.
And why I am. That's good. Mm-hmm. So look, my name is Zakiya Altalee. I'm the owner of Z Pro Prep. Z Pro Prep is a program for women who are trying to make pro NFL and NBA teams as dancers and cheerleaders. Okay?
Gotcha.
So dance, choreography, interview technique, hair, makeup, fitness, everything you need to make a pro team. Currently, I'm in Atlanta, but, you know, we travel from city to city. We've got a huge six-week intensive coming up. I just got back from the Super Bowl. I had three girls who went through my program who performed in the Super Bowl. So
wait, they played? Wait, you had three girls in the Super Bowl? They must have played on the Falcons then. What happened?
Get it together.
Wait. So are you from Atlanta?
No, I'm from North Carolina. Went to school at Florida State, came to Atlanta, came to L.A. You know, I travel a lot.
Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean? What? You mean what happened with the cheerleaders? No, I don't know.
No, what happened with the Falcons?
Time out.
Okay.
If you go on my page and you see the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders perform.
Okay, wait, time out. Hold on, time out. Now you time out. Now you tell me, you tell the people what your page is. Tell them where they can stalk you at on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all this.
You can stalk me on Instagram at Z_ProPrep. You can put in Z Pro Prep, but it's a couple unofficial pages that aren't me.
Gotcha.
It needs to be the official. So Z Pro Prep, Z_ProPrep.
Gotcha.
But anyway, the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders, when I tell you they're probably, if not the one of the best NFL cheer teams in the league. They killed it.
Okay.
Like, the Patriots fans were cheering for them. But anyway, we all know what happened to the Falcons, okay? What happened to the Falcons is their defense was on the field the whole first half of the game. Defense, they're not conditioned to be on the field for an entire half.
Okay.
Their defense was on the field the whole first half of the game and most of the third quarter. So by the time the fourth quarter came, them babies ain't had no energy left. Those are some big boys.
Got you. Okay, so wait. So let me ask you. So you Atlanta fan or you a Carolina?
No, I'm an NFL fan. Cause let me tell you something. I'm trying to get girls on anything.
I love. Now that was a PR move of the year. I love all the goddamn teams.
I love them all.
Yeah.
I'm an NBA and NFL fan. I was in the NBA.
Okay.
When I lived in Atlanta, but I'm an NBA and NFL fan. I love sports. I love football. I love basketball. I love all sports. UFC. It doesn't matter. I'm a sports girl. So, but my thing is, a lot of times after college, girls, you know, what can they do in the pro, you know, area as far as performing? And you know, they can do cheerleading, of course, in college. Then you get to the pros, and it's like, yeah, keep going. Like, it's an experience. It's dope. It's fun. It's unlike anything you've ever done before. And I mean, it's super hard to get in, but hey, if you get in,
yeah.
Got it.
They should have put the cheerleaders in for the damn Falcons for that second half, yo. Maybe they would, you know. So let me ask you. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this then. Are you familiar with the Lingerie Football League?
When you say familiar, I have heard of that league.
Well, why don't you get your girls in there? They can actually play football in the stuff that they cheer in.
No. We're good on that.
Okay. Well, why though? I mean, hold on now, because I'm gonna play the devil. I'm gonna play the devil's advocate. Why would y'all be good on that? It's the same. It's a sport, though. You said you're good with all sports. You said MMA, MMA. What'd you say? NBA, NFL, hockey. Lingerie league.
I like sports, but I am not a trainer. I don't train as far as to be on a hockey team, to be on a basketball team, to be on a football team. That's not what I do.
Right.
I train professional. These women, most of these women are professionals.
Right.
Okay? So people think they just rah, rah, rah. No.
Yeah.
I perform with lawyers, speech pathologists, marine biologists. I mean, these are professional women who just enjoy performing. And they want to perform. So I don't know how to train you how to be in lingerie and catch touchdowns. That's not my specialty. That's the problem in this world. Keep on staying in lane. You need to stay in lane. That's what I'm doing.
Wait a minute. It got to be something popping. They got a market for it. You know what I mean?
Good for them. good for them. You know what I'm saying? And let them. That's not my lane.
That ain't your lane.
Not my lane.
Okay. So so if a female from the lingerie league say, "Yo, I want you to make me just like the cheerleaders. I want to up my ante a little bit and bring, you know, be more, you know, the same thing that you do for the other cheerleaders, but they just play for the lingerie league."
Here's the situation. Anyone that wants to come to me as a woman and they want to have the confidence of knowing, yes, I am enough. That's my motto. You are enough. Uh-huh. However, they want to get to the next level, whether it be fitness, whether it be performance, whether it be interview technique, whatever it be.
Right.
I've got you.
As far as
you promoting me as a trainer for the lingerie league.
Yeah.
See, that's you trying to take my stock down, boo.
What?
I don't get respect in the NFL and NBA. If I'm training the lingerie league, girl, do you know who's going to take me seriously?
Whoa.
The same people who take the lingerie league seriously. Now, here's the thing. Okay. I don't have any personal feelings against the lingerie league.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of their games.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen any of their marketing materials.
Yeah.
However, I can pretty much guarantee you that the reason you asked me that is because people don't necessarily take that league super seriously as a professional sport.
Wait a minute. You just seen a professional NFL team blow a 25-point lead in the third quarter. And you talking about they don't take it serious? Now, at least the lingerie chicks, they, you know, they go, I don't see them blowing a 25-point lead. Have you ever been to the lingerie league? Have you ever been to one of their games?
The lingerie chicks?
Yeah.
Further lets me know that you don't take them seriously as a sports team. The lingerie chicks.
But wait a minute, though. Wait, hold
you
on, though.
Get old, dude. The lingerie chicks. That's further lets me know, my friend.
Wait, though. They got the. Wait, now. They still. Listen. Bottom line is, they still. They went to college. They got degrees. They can still be lawyers. These are lawyers. These are doctors. These are women that just happen to just do that like to play football. And this is what they do in their spare time, and this is what they do. You know what I mean? They just happen to look good.
I don't train players, male or female. I didn't never play football. See, that's another problem. I love this. You bring it up. That's another problem. How am I training somebody to be a football player, and I ain't even ever played football?
No. She don't want you to train her to play football. She wants you to train her to step it up like you're training the other cheerleaders. You say you getting their nails done, the hair done, and they getting their
I didn't
the,
say nothing about getting nobody's nails done.
Maybe I'm hearing the wrong thing. What did you say?
Nails done, hair done.
Hey, you fancy, huh?
I ain't say nothing about those nails done.
Okay, but I'm saying, you said
from... The thing is, the program is for women who want to be pro NFL and NBA cheerleaders and dancers.
Okay.
Now, if you come to me and you tell me that's not what you want, I'm going to tell you this isn't the program for you. But if you don't tell me, if you just take the program, I can't stop people from taking the program.
Right.
But our specialty is not helping women to get onto lingerie football teams. That is not what I do.
Okay. Fair enough. All good. All good. I got that. So you would think that, okay. So tell me more about it then. So how did it come about? What made you?
So a couple years ago, the Atlanta Hawks hired me to come back to be the guest choreographer and a judge for one of the auditions. And I said, great. So when I went to the audition, it was a wonderful time. I love the organization. They're wonderful. But I saw a lot of women who had potential to make a team.
Uh-huh.
They were beautiful. They were talented, but they just didn't quite have what it took.
Hold on one second. Zakiya. That's your end. You got your radio turned up or something?
I don't have anything on.
Okay, that's just her frequency. She's probably on the moon. Okay, keep going. Then we just hear a little. That's like a code.
Oh, you still here now?
Yeah, I hear it. But don't worry about it. We'll get through it.
I don't know.
We'll pray about it.
So, amen. So yeah, the Hawks hired me to come back in and be a guest choreographer and a judge. And I saw a lot of women who, they had such potential, but they didn't quite have what it took to make a pro team. And how do you know what it takes to make a pro team if you've never been on a pro team?
Right.
So, a lot of them were like, can you help us? Can you help us? Can you help us? I was kind of like, I want to do something for y'all, but I just don't know what to do. So then I had a vision. God basically gave me this vision of this business.
There you go. When the bag get right, you're telling what to do. Once that bag, you know it's going to be a bag behind it. You'll figure it out.
You know what?
Go ahead. Listen.
It is what it is.
It is
right?
What it is.
You got to be wise. Yeah. You got to be wise now. Your talents will make wealth for you.
Listen. So, check this out. You're going to be a prophet. You got to make one.
You said what? Exactly. You're so silly. I'm done. Anyway, so I created this program, and women started coming. And the reason is because it's not just me. I'm the main coach, but I bring in other women who have been on pro NFL and NBA teams before to train them with me. So we literally go through 6 weeks, 4 days a week intensive on all of these things that I'm telling you about.
Question.
So girls started making teams.
Question. Question. I have to ask this. I have to ask this because I got to be politically correct, because that means they sweated the what the hell is this? The Vicky Secret people for this. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Do you allow plus-size cheerleaders? Yes or no? I've never seen one, but I'm just worrying because now everything got to be kind of equally based. So now they're going to want transgender cheerleaders, and they're going to want plus-size cheer. Do you do all of that?
Look, I'm going to train anyone who wants to be trained. Whether they accept you for the team or not, I have nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the thing is, my trainer who I'm working with, who's working with my ladies this time coming up, she lost 90-something pounds herself.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in amazing shape. So, you know, if you are, I would give the girls the advice.
Uh-huh.
If you are on the heavier side, then we definitely have to work on your fitness. Now, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
They have women that are different shapes, but you have to be fit. Like, you might have a woman over here with a bigger frame.
Okay.
So she's heavier, but she's still fit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what they're looking for.
You gotcha. Have to be but let me ask you this, though. I got that. I'm going to play the devil advocate again. Here we go. Now, let's, because they got some big girls. Mm-hmm. I don't mean, like, bigger than just, like, the average girls that's cheerleaders. I mean precious size big, all right? That got energy like a small girl. They just can't lose the weight. So in other words, you put the girl out, the big girl out there, she got the same amount of energy, she can go through the whole routine, just like the slim girls. Matter of fact, some of the slim girls don't even outlast the big girl. What do you do? What do you say? Hey, you know, you of course, you got way more energy than them. You're way more energetic than them. You know, you got all your calisthenics in. You did everything right. You did all the moves right, but you're just too big. Correct?
You're saying, is that what I say to her?
Or I'm not saying, is that what you would say? I'm sure I would hope you wouldn't say, look, you know. However, that's what you would think.
Well, I'm very honest with my girl.
Okay.
Okay. And I think that's why my business is growing.
Right.
Now, the thing is anything that I do is always around uplifting women. So I'm never there to tear somebody down.
Got you.
But I'm going to be honest with you. Okay.
Sure.
So there is a certain mold.
She ain't going to get through the door then. They ain't even going to get through the door then, basically.
I mean, more than likely.
Not.
If you are overweight, okay?
Yeah.
According to American standards.
American standards.
And if you are, you know, if everything isn't tight, more than likely it will be difficult for you to make a protein.
Right. So that's what you're going to take before they even start out.
Well, no. Before they start, we're going to try to get them in shape. That's part of my program. It's a fitness regimen.
Got you.
We do fitness and nutrition.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I'm going to try to get them into shape. I've had girls that lost a considerable amount of weight and then went on to make a protein, you know?
Right.
So we're going to try to get you together. Now, if you're like, I'm big and I don't care, then I'm just going to let them know that will hurt your chances of making the team.
No matter what.
I never tell somebody, no matter what.
Right.
I never tell somebody they will or they will not make it because I don't make the final decision.
Right.
All I can do is give you my advice and my past experiences.
Right.
But hey.
Right. Or you could just say, you know, you would be a good lineman over in the lingerie league. See? It kills two birds with one stone. It just killed two birds with one stone. Let's help the people out here. Let's help the sisters be the sisters. All right?
Not happening. But here's the thing.
Shoot.
There always has to be a first.
Right.
So for me to tell that woman you will never be, I can't do that.
You can't do that.
The first, the first plus size Victoria's Secret model, some people would tell her, you can't, and then she busted through the door. So who am I?
Right.
To say what a person can and cannot do. I'm going to train you the best I can, and you can walk up in there the best big girl they ever seen before.
Period.
Okay?
Period.
That's all I can do. Period. They're going to be like, you know, we got to take this big girl because she's killing all the other girls.
Yeah. Come on now. This is what life is about. Because, you know, who, like you said, who are we? You know what I mean?
I just know that,
you know, I was talking about earlier on my show. See, I don't have a filter. You know what I mean? You have a filter. Like, you know, you say certain things and certain things you say. I don't have a filter. I know that you're very honest. You know what I mean? But my thing is, like, I was talking earlier about, like, you have a consulting business. Like, I don't consult. I don't talk to fat people, big people, obese people, whatever you want to call it, whatever. I don't talk to them anymore just for free. When they talking to me about, I mean, I'm cordial. Like, I ain't, like, how you doing? Nah, you fat. I ain't talking about like that, yo. I'm just talking about, like, you know, like, don't, I call them assholes. Right? They just ask, and you ask, they're an asshole. They just keep asking, and the second you try to tell them something about this or about that, they already know the answer. So they're just asking, just assholes.
Okay. See?
So I say that because you didn't even get fat for free. You know what I mean? You didn't get fat for free. You paid to get fat. You paid to look like that. You paid to look that way. Every time
you have some type of like feeling towards people who are overweight. Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
No. I'm gonna tell you in a second.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
I feel about that like you feel about the Lingerie Football League. Like, what the hell? Right? Here's the thing. As a messenger, because that's all we are. I'm a messenger, you're a messenger. You know what I mean? We're paid messengers. I get paid. I know you get paid. So we're paid messengers, no matter what. Now, if I wasn't a paid messenger, I'd be like Gandhi. I'd be somewhere living in India right now, just talking to the people, talking to the masses, just because. You see? That's not the case. So I was put here. My message was, in particular, for my people, because we have been... Somebody got to deliver the message. Somebody got to say, hey, it's not cool to be fat. It's not cool to be obese. It's not cool to be unhealthy. Now, if you're happy and it just don't matter, then what I say shouldn't affect you. Period, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So if it does affect you, then it's not what I say that's affecting you. Because I can say, you can sit here all day and say, you know, stuff about other people that I don't know. It wouldn't affect me one bit.
Okay.
So my thing is, when people say, well, why don't you just be quiet? Then what? You know what I mean? What's your solution to this obesity problem? Because it's a problem. You know what I mean?
Here's a situation. You have people who want to bring out a problem in a way just to bring it out,
mm-hmm.
to create a ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people who want to actually see that thing, that solution come to fruition. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'll give you an example.
Shoot.
Let's say a pastor is like, you going to hell, you going to hell, you going to hell.
I don't get started with them.
Nobody, hold on, let me finish.
Please don't get started with them, please.
No one is going to listen to them.
Right.
Whether that person thinks they're going to hell or not, whether it pertains to them or not, they're not going to listen because their approach.
Right.
But if they approach a particular person from a position of love and caring, that person is more likely to really listen to them, and then that's when solutions begin to happen.
Right.
It's nothing wrong. That is a great thing that you feel like health, you know, because these are our temples. They must be healthy so that we can carry out our purpose.
Period.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is great that you want people to be healthy and that you want people to be energetic and that you want people to live a long time. That's beautiful. But sometimes you have to be careful that the way that you put it out there is not in a way to down or because that can down a person. That can make them actually want to do the opposite. But if you really want them to lose weight and to feel better about themselves and to carry out the purpose that God has for them, sometimes you have to do it in a more type of a way of positive reinforcement.
Right.
It's like
right.
a bad kid always telling them, gotcha. You ain't going to be nothing, your daddy won't nothing, your mama won't nothing.
Gotcha.
That's not really the way, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you. And that works for some people. See, that's how most people are right now. That's why obesity is still running rapid, because they've pacified it. They've said, yo, you know, it's okay. You know, they pacify the shit.
That's not true.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you. They pacify it. You say positive reinforcement. Guess what positive reinforcement get? It gets you fatter. It gets you fatter if that's not what it takes for you. See, it's different strokes for different folks. Some people need to be told what to do. Some people can just be asked what to do. It's going to be hard to ask an obese person to not be obese anymore. Because the first thing he'll say is, why? I'm happy. No, you're not. However, you've accepted that. So now everyone else has. Now, I don't care who you are, where you are, or what you are. You're not happy with an extra person walking around on your back.
But what I'm telling you is that is not what you're saying right now. I understand where you're coming from, but that's not true. Everything in our society, let me finish. Everything in our society, this is for real.
Shoot.
Everything in our society says that fat people should basically be ashamed of themselves. It's only recently since bigger people have been like, yeah, we're proud or whatever. But everything in our society is like, lose weight. You need to be slimmer. Slim, slim, slim. That's why so many women have eating disorders and things of that nature. Everything
I
in
disagree.
Our society, basically, if a big person goes to the gym, people are looking at them crazy.
I disagree.
If a big person is getting something
I disagree.
People are looking at them crazy.
When I may be biased here when I say this. I talk to big girls at the gym. I speak. I'm more cordial. Hey, how you doing? With no problem. I'm out at the clubs and things like that. I don't talk to me like that. You know what I mean? Because that's not what I attract. So that's not my lane. You get what I'm telling you now? Is, you know, I'm not here to say, yo, everybody, if you're fat, if you're obese, get skinny. That's not what I'm telling you. That's not what I'm telling you at all. What I'm telling you is, if you're fat and you need a straight shooter to go ahead and shoot you the direction that you're supposed to be in and ain't going to cut you no shit and ain't just going to sit and bullshit with you. Because see, this is what happens. This is what happened, Zakiya. Whoever you are, the bigger you get, it don't matter who's around you, who's in your life or whatever, they're going to love you regardless. You seen the pictures of Big Pun before he was Big Pun? Zakiya?
Mm-mm. Okay. No, I didn't see
Look at Big Pun was a model. He was model before he was actually Big Pun. Mm-hmm. If you pull up the pictures, pull the pictures up of Big Pun.
Uh-huh. All right?
Before and after. And you'd be like, damn, that's Big Pun? You see what I'm saying? But it was people that's around you that's going to always, no matter what, I don't care if you drop to 5 pounds or if you explode to 500 pounds. You see? So it'll take a person from the outside to say, hey, look, man, you know, your wife, she's checking out dude over there at the gym that she go to every day while you're just getting bigger and bigger and this and that and that and this. And you know what I mean? It's just a lot of things, man, that happen around obesity that people don't want to admit to.
The thing is that I'm not, you know, I definitely am not saying that your intention or what you're saying isn't true. That's mm-hmm. not what I'm questioning.
Yeah.
First of all, we all know we want to get into. I was a raw vegan for 3 years, so if we want to get into the science of food.
Yeah.
The food in our society, it has addictive properties that tickle the same places in your brain that heroin does. Okay?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
So we know that. Mm-hmm. Food is a drug in this country, right. And some people are addicted to that drug.
Right.
Yes, that is true.
True.
And it's it's the only drug that exists that says it's like a crackhead, okay,
yeah.
That's addicted to crack. And you say to them, but you need to take one hit a day to stay alive. So it's come off of crack, but you still got to hit it one time a day or you'll die. So it's the only drug that is like that, okay? So you're telling someone that's addicted to something, you still got to do it, but just not as much. So it's a really deep thing. But all I'm saying is that at the end of the day, and this may be where the rubber hits the road with us, it may be where we differ in the way that we think. I believe in anything that you do, whether it's speaking to someone, whether it's rearing a child, whether it's taking care of an elderly person, whether it's taking care of somebody sick, whatever. Whatever the thing is, I believe that love will always be the answer to how to get things accomplished.
Gotcha.
Always. Point blank, hands down. Truth, honesty and transparency.
Right.
Not sugarcoating. Honesty and transparency for love.
There you go. I got that. Here you go. Now check this out. God is love. Yes, no.
Amen.
God is love, correct?
Amen.
Okay. All right. So the steps of a good man are ordered, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Because I consider myself a good man. And I consider myself to have a love of God. So I believe that whatever I'm supposed to say, however it's supposed to come out, is going to come out that way. You know what I mean? And then, however it's supposed to be received, it'll be received that way. You see? I'm not responsible for what you understand. I'm only responsible for what I'm supposed to say. You know what I mean?
So, for you to have the mindset that you are a good man.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That is a judgment that you're making about yourself.
Shit, who else can make it? Only person can judge that is God. Only person who can say that I'm not a good man is God. So, other than that.
And anytime you're speaking, if you're speaking and God is leading you and you're speaking as a messenger of God, if you're saying the word, because curses and blessings cannot come out of the same spring. Salt water and spring water cannot come out of the same well. So if you are speaking in a way that is being led by the Holy Spirit and you're speaking positively and light, then you know that's of God. But we are vessels, so let's not get it twisted that we 150% walk in the light of the Lord. Now, sometimes... Even those that walk closest with Christ got out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? And we're overtaken. So yes, we are led by God, but sometimes it's good to check ourselves as opposed to like it is what it is.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is to say it is what it is. Not all the time. I may say it is what it is out of 1%. Like, I'm a, 99.9% of the shit that I say is, that's what it is. So I don't know about the other half a percent. It's like, yo, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But I know that everyone has their way to convey their message. Period, point blank. Right? I was talking to Russell Simmons. He said he'd cuss all day with you and then go say, let's do yoga. You see what I'm saying? So you can't say, when you're saying like different vessels and things, like you said, like light and darkness can't dwell in the same place at the same time. I agree. However, when you talk about Christ, which to me is knowledge, I mean, when you talk about like Jesus Christ, that to me is knowledge. Jesus is knowledge, and Christ is, what would you do with it? Information without revelation is worthless, basically. So we can go back and forth with that all day long. However, when, like, there's certain languages that, you know, people gonna, you know, cuss you out. You got pastors that'll cuss you out. See what I mean? You got pastors that...
I say blessings and curses, see, you took that literal curse, like damn or whatever.
What do you mean? How else am I gonna take it? Elaborate
if
a little bit.
Speaking, no, I didn't say curse words and blessings.
No.
Blessings and curses.
No, I know that. I know what I'm saying. I get
gotta
that.
Let me, come on now. Hold on now. I just let you go. You gotta give me at least 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8. So, no, go ahead. I was
about to. The thing is, I'm telling you, okay? That if you speak to a man, to people in a way that is not building them up, but is actually breaking them down, I'm letting you know that that is not the way of God.
Gotcha.
Okay? Breaking people down is not. And as the reason that a lot of bigger people do have this whole, like, I'm big, I'm beautiful, whatever, it's a defense mechanism. They don't really think that, but it's a defense. Sometimes children do it. You know, different people do it. They build up defenses because they've been torn down so much that they have a defense mechanism up.
Right.
So when they're acting like that, you don't have to take it seriously like, oh, yeah, they're really proud. You have to discern and be able to tell this, like I said, a child being like, oh, I'm good. I don't need nobody in my life. Defense mechanism. Women that I deal with, like, I don't need a man. I'm strong. Blah, blah, blah. Defense mechanism.
Right.
Big people. I'm big and beautiful. Defense mechanism.
Right.
So because you are, because the man, the steps of a good man are ordered, because you're ordered, we are called to not just look at the surface, because we live in the spirit realm, not the natural.
No.
We are called to look into that spirit to see, okay, I hear what you're saying, and I see what you look like in the natural, but there's something deeper going on in the spiritual.
Right, gotcha. Now, you know how people drown? They don't drown by falling in water. You do know that, right? They drown by staying in water. So I never force myself on anyone, period. That's the thing about me. If you're listening to me, it's because you want to. So if you're listening to me, this is what's going to happen. I will never, I promise you, the kid, listen to me. I'm like Malcolm by any means necessary, but one thing you'll never see me do is put a gun to someone's head and say, listen to me. This is how you're going to lose weight. This is why this is that. I'll never, ever do that. Never. So if you're listening to me, it's because you want to listen to me. So if you want to listen to me, you want to listen to what I have to say. Now, I don't give a shit how I say it, why I say it, where I say it, or who I say it to. If you're listening to me, that's your prerogative. See, I don't ever force myself on no one. Anybody is listening. Let me finish. Hold on. I gave you your 10-second check.
I thought you were done, Katie.
No, I'm not done because you're smart. So I need to talk to you a little longer. See, if you wasn't so smart, I wouldn't have to elaborate like this. You know what I mean? But you get it. So you get it so much, I got to help you get it even more. But what I'm telling you is I don't force no one. There's no one saying, hey, look, like, you got to listen to this, the mega code. You know what I mean? You got to listen to what this dude's talking about because he got codes for this, he got codes for that, and blah, blah, blah. You don't have to listen to me. But if you do, this is what you're going to get. Period. Sometimes you may get cussed out. Sometimes you may get laughed at. Sometimes you may get laughed with. Sometimes you may get sincerity. You just never know with me. I'm just one big ball of fire. You see what I mean? And I have no filter. Huh? And see,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, you see what I mean? So I don't have,
no, I don't have a filter either.
You got a filter.
What you hear?
You have a filter.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you why.
Why?
See, and see, you talk about people can't judge you. Well, you can't judge me.
I'm listening to you.
The thing is, I don't have a filter.
Uh-huh.
What you hear coming out, this has been hard work. See, my heart has changed. What you hear coming out of me is truly what I think.
Gotcha.
Now, I understand what it was like having a filter, because I had a filter, because I would think some really horrible things. But see, my heart...
Wait, let me stop you right there, though. Horrible for who, though? Who said that they was... They was horrible. The things that you were saying was horrible for who? For yourself or the people that you were saying them to?
No. Earlier you said, let me help you to understand even more.
Sure.
You don't need to help me to understand it even more. Because I believe each and every one of us,
uh-huh.
and this is my opinion,
your opinion.
We differ. It is our responsibility
uh-huh.
to speak life. That's it.
Period.
So if you are speaking anything that is not life,
right.
whether you say, okay, well, I'm talking junk, you know, you can go to a KKK parade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're all killed and in words and do this and do that. Okay. And guess what? They're like, look, if you don't like it, don't listen.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm at.
But this is my thing. But see, that to me is very low level of thinking. We must be.
You got to do what works.
Because
everybody
life
don't,
and death
you
is
to,
the power of the tongue. So I choose for myself to always speak life. Now, the thing is that we are on two different roads. So we're not going to meet.
Right.
We're not going to meet because we have two different ways of thinking. But I believe we all have a physical responsibility.
Right.
Each person that is enlightened,
right.
that knows the light, that sees the light, they have a physical responsibility to speak light.
Right.
Even when the rest of the world isn't. Because you know what? Most of the world right now
uh-huh.
is not speaking light.
Wow.
I choose to be different.
Right.
I choose to be different.
Where you go to church at?
Well, actually, right now, since I just moved back to Atlanta, I don't have a church home here, but there is a church over in California. It's called RCJC Ministries. Dope. You can actually follow them on Facebook. They live stream their services. It's on Thursday night. They live stream. RCJC Ministries. We all know it's not about religion, and it's about relationship. And
right?
ever since my relationship got right, literally the Lord is my best friend,
right,
homie, brother, sister. When I tell you my whole life has exploded, my career, everything, like, I'm being taken to levels I couldn't even imagine.
So what if a cheerleader your cheerleaders, do you encourage them to go to church, or do you encourage them to go to the mosque, or do you just tell them to have spirituality, or, you know, what do you do so far as
the
that?
The thing is like, because I keep myself in a position of light,
That's
something that I strive towards. I just impart light to them in class. I don't talk about religion.
Right.
I don't talk about, you know, the thing is because of my close relationship with God, you might hear me say, oh, yeah, God, just like I would mention my brother or my friend or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Because I have such a close relationship with God. But I don't tell them, go to this church, go to that church, go to this mosque, or go to the temple. I just impart light. Because as we impart light, truth has to be revealed. So that's all we got to worry about.
That's right. I like that. Okay. Okay. Well, we got to go to a break real quick. We're going to come right back, though, because you dope. Poetry.
You're dope.
We on.
You're dope.
You got me? We'll be right back. Hey. Hello? Hey, you there? Huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, that was X-Clan right there. You know X-Clan. Freedom or death? We shall all be moved. Vainglorious. Yeah, you know about that. Hey, so anyway, let me finish this off with just telling you how when you say that it's not the way you say it, and it's, you know, you got to be uplifting. Well, I'm
back on this. I thought after the song, we was about to talk about something different.
We are, but I got to I got to say this because you got to understand where I'm coming from. Because if you understand where I'm coming from, you'll never know where I just came from. Did that make sense?
Some points in my head, like, think about it. Think about it.
No. But listen, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of, like, the military boot camps, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, you know, they go through a tough boot camp. Especially, like, okay, let me give you a better one. Like the Navy SEALs. Do you know what do you know the things that you have to do, the rigorous, the tough? Do you realize the things that they did to be a SEAL? Okay, now let me ask you this. I don't know if you ever like seen like movies or stuff like that where they go through boot camps and things like that for the military. Mm-hmm. They talk to you like you are the scum of the earth. They do everything they can to break your spirit. They talk about your mother, your grandfather. They go down your whole family tree. Say everybody ain't shit. Yeah, they just talk about you like you just the worst. Like, how did you even exist? How did you make it past that? How are you the 7,777,077 damn sperm cell? How did you make it through all of that? Mm-hmm. See? They'll talk to you like you just, like... Because this is their purpose, which brings me back to your word. All right. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose.
Romans 8:28.
Yes. Let the church say amen. So we understand what I'm coming from then. Do we not, or shall I elaborate even more? Because I got that Bible thing here. That's not what I'm talking about. The point I'm trying to make is, I'm going to give it to you.
You asked a question hypothetically. It wasn't a question I was supposed to answer. Okay.
No, that's not a hypothetical question. That's a serious question. Do you think, I just wanted to say this, because do you think that these same Army sergeants are saying, okay, let's see you guys do a couple of push-ups now. All right. You did a good job. All right. Let's go. Come on, guys. You can do it. All right. I don't want to do it, Sergeant. Okay, don't worry about it. Let's try another set. Let's try a different exercise. Let's...
Is it my turn? Okay.
You're up.
So, first of all, listen, you're really taking it to a really extreme place.
I'm extreme.
A couple things. One, I don't believe that people who are overweight, we need to treat them like they are about to necessarily go to war. But that's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
You do what you need to do. Secondly, I'm not trying to be funny, but I do know quite a few ex, you know, Marines and people that have been in the military. Huh. And like I said, on the outside, they may have looked real tough, but on the inside, they're suffering from a lot of issues right now.
Got you. I got
going through, you know, certain things. So I'm not necessarily sure that, you know, whether it was good or bad, I don't know.
Right.
But,
got you. I got you.
What they signed up for, I suppose.
I got you. That's why that's why I had a problem with the Kim Burrell thing. Did remember the Kim Burrell thing last week, a couple weeks ago? Remember?
What happened?
The Kim Burrell, when she was at her church and she said that, you know, she got up there and said they're going to hell and all the homosexual people and all that. And I'm like, okay, you may have been talking to 1% of the congregation who may have been gay. You know what I mean? So, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guarantee you 80% of the congregation was overweight or obese.
I
didn't say nothing about them.
Statistics, but long story short, I don't think speaking in that manner to anyone, gay, or whatever the case may be, that it does not agree with or live the lifestyle that you think is acceptable.
Right.
I don't think talking to anyone like that is good. Because once again, you're not speaking life. Okay. So, but I understand where you are coming from. I understand your point.
Yay! Power to the people. Okay. That's all I want is an understanding.
I don't agree with that.
I don't care if you agree, woman.
I understood since the first second you opened your mouth.
Yeah.
I just think it's not effective because, once again, I'm a very spiritual being, and I believe that everything we say, whatever the intention is, when that mom tells her son, you ain't going to be shit.
Yeah.
You just like your daddy.
Yeah.
She really wants him to be better. That's what she's trying to do.
Okay. But so what you're saying...
Speaking to people in that manner... putting that darkness and that negativity into this atmosphere, into this spiritual world, I don't believe that gets picked up in a positive way.
Okay, okay, now let me stop you here then. So you just don't believe that God's word will prevail? Because I'm just his word. I'm just his messenger. So you don't believe that his God's word is going to prevail? Like his message is not going to go forth?
So you believe what you're speaking is God's word?
I don't know where else I get my voice from. You know, did I get it from, where I get my voice from?
No, I didn't say
Phil Donahue?
The voice that you're speaking with, was it created, not created by the creator.
Uh-huh.
I said the words that you're speaking. We have a choice.
Yeah.
It says choose life or death. We have a choice.
Right.
So it's not just every time I open my mouth, everything I say is of God.
No, again, I have to say this. You don't train anyone in the lingerie league, right? Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you don't know what it takes to train them, correct?
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. My profession, what I do, is make people better physically. That's my profession. That's just what I do. So I do it because I know what I'm doing. Which leads me to the point that what I'm doing is going to get done, no matter what you think, no matter what you say, no matter what you feel you believe. However, I value your opinion, but it's sort of like the system, you know what I mean? Or they say, Meg, are you a racist? And I would say, I guess so. Because cis applies to what it is that you are proficient at. Ist, right? So if you are proficient at science, you are a scientist. If you are proficient at playing a violin, you're a violinist. You know, if you understand that you're proficient at understanding your race, then you're a racist. Does that make sense?
Right.
So whatever it is that we're called to be, we're going to be that. You're called to make pro superstars out of the cheerleaders.
No, let me tell you what my purpose is.
Okay.
That's just one of the things that I do.
Oh.
Okay.
Watch out, so now.
My purpose.
Won't he do it?
My purpose is to uplift women.
Gotcha.
At the end of the day, so I do that in everything that I do. At the end of the day, I believe, now maybe I'm just an extremely talented individual and I just have the capacity that's greater than most people. I don't know.
You don't know.
What I can tell you is that just like the people in the military, they can fight. They go through this and they become fighters.
Right.
So they are very good at fighting. And they come back from the military, and all the other areas of their life have crumbled.
Right.
So to me, to talk to a person any type of way, you might lose weight. Great, you lost weight. Now where's your heart? Where's your mind? Where's your self-esteem? What are you gonna? Okay, so now you're just a skinny, empty vessel walking around. So for me, you can do what you do. And like I said, maybe I'm just extremely talented and I can do multiple things at once because I have many women who have gone through my program who have gotten feedback that they were too big to make a team, went through my program, lost the weight, are uplifted, and are now on team. So I guess I have that gift too.
Right.
But I believe that, that I don't have to be one track with what I'm doing. I don't have to be like, by any means necessary, I'm getting out on team, all y'all hoes, pull it together. I'm going to talk to you any type of way. Get your ass on the team.
No, that's not how you do. But you got to understand.
I can do it in a positive way where I'm uplifting them, encouraging them, positive reinforcement, but still being honest. But guess what? They trust me. They trust me because I'm speaking to them in a positive way. They know that I have their best interests at heart. They trust me, so they listen to me, but they're uplifted at the same time. So not only are they on the team, but they're becoming better individuals for this world that we're in. And now I'm reproducing me. So I'm speaking life. Now they're speaking life. Now they'll speak life to their children. Then their children will speak life to their children's children. And bam, generations of life and life just because of how I choose.
But then they'll say, but then they'll come to practice and they'll say, man, this Domega just kicked my ass with this training. I mean, this dude, he just did whatever. He just said whatever and da 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 da. This is the same female, though. It's the same female that you're talking to.
Wait,
let me finish, though. You just said that what I do ain't productive, though, but she just came and talked to you about what I did, which was productive. The same female that you're finna talk to softly and say this and say that and say this and say that to, I just got finished training her. Now, she's on her way.
We're
talking the truth.
Hold on. I've never dealt with a female, as you say, who has... Done your program and has come and been like, he's so awesome.
You're not listening,
you know,
though. You're not listening. You're not listening, though. You're defeating the purpose, which is good because that's a distraction. That's not the point, though. That's a smoking mirror. Listen, what I'm saying is this. I'm telling you. Listen. You said you train females to do what they do so they can become better pro athletes, right? Okay, great. Now, I said the same female that you train. Let's take the same female. Now, she's coming to work with you. But before you, she has a session with me, one right before you. And she comes and now you finna train her this and that. And she tells you how good that I am. But I'm just how much of an asshole I am, and how, you know, damn, he don't really take no shit. He don't really, you know, I'm allowed to throw up, to bleed, to sweat, to cry. I'm done, do anything but quit. See, and she's telling you how excited she is to work with me. The same person who you're saying, yo, don't talk to people like that. Now she's going to, now she's tuned in to you, and you can talk to her however you want. However, it's the same woman. So what makes you, what you do effective and what I do not effective? Because before she came to me, she never told me about you. She never told me how much you, she just said, I'm trying out for something. She don't tell me how good of a person you work out and what you, how you working with her. She just said that. However, she break down every science from working with me, from what I said to what I did to the movements, this and that. So what makes what you do better than how I do it, sweetie? That's all I'm asking.
So this is a question for me to answer, correct?
If you have an answer.
I do have an answer.
I would love
first
to hear.
First of all, what you're saying, so I let you go, so let me go.
Shoot.
First of all, the example that you just put up, there's a girl, she comes to me, she sings the praises about my program. She goes to you. She don't tell me nothing about you. That is a completely, for all the people listening out there, that is a completely made up situation that has never happened with us ever before.
I'm saying this is hypothetical. Wait. Of course it never happened.
Let me finish. Earlier when I said it was hypothetical, you said, no, it's a distraction moment. No, this is a hypothetical situation.
It's impossible. For one, this whole topic is hypothetical. I don't know the one that you train. You don't know the one that I work with.
See, don't try to out-talk me so I can't prove my
point. Oh, this is going to get good. So, how much time? Hold on. How much time we got?
We only got a couple minutes. This hypothetical situation that has never occurred before.
Right. Okay? Hypothetical.
At the end of the day, since you made up your part, I'm going to make up a little bit and add it in there, okay?
Shoot.
So, once our program is over, okay, once your program is done that she was singing the praises about, once my program is done that she didn't tell you nothing about,
right,
she goes and she finishes with us. And because for the last 6 weeks, I have been deliberately imparting positive words,
right,
life, uplifting.
Yeah.
For me, she is going to pass that on to others. Uh-huh. For you, she will talk to them like, you fat, you not enough, you da da da. So my legacy is going much further.
Oh, no.
We're making stuff up.
Okay,
you. What's that game you play with? One person starts a story, a made up story, and then somebody else adds another line to the made up story.
I don't know, but that's.
Made up story.
Yeah, but it's still hypothetical, though. What I was just saying,
you don't have to be hypothetical with me. Go to, anybody listening, go to zproprep.com, go to testimony. These women will talk not only about their dancing, but about themselves as women.
Right.
This woman told me, she said, look, even if I don't make a pro team as a kid, you have changed my life. I am so uplifted. I used to do this. I used to have low self-esteem. Thank you. Because that's what women need.
I heard that.
I don't have to make nothing up. Go check it out. Go to my page, y'all.
Instagram. Hey, check her out, y'all. Tell her where they can find you at, because we got to go, Zakia. Tell her where they can find you. Hashtag y'all.
Find me on Instagram. Uh-huh. Z_proprep. Z Pro Prep, go to the website zproprep.com, Facebook Z Pro Prep. Just Google Z Pro Prep. You'll find it.
Yeah, she there. I'm trying to tell you. And she going to pray for you. Hey, listen, I appreciate y'all coming in. And I hate that I had to go. I swear. She's awesome. You're a good sport. I'm going to have you come back. You know what I mean? Because we wasn't enough time on this show for this one. You know what I mean? But I got to go. Let me let the people know. All right. Okay, listen, y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in. That was awesome. I'll tell you. I'm going to get her back. But, y'all. No matter what, y'all. No matter what. Yeah, I appreciate y'all coming on with me. Happy Black History Month. Stay black if you can, all right? And from the best to your worst, keep God first. All right? And always keep getting closer to your dreams. One love. The Jamaica Code. Yeah.